From Tidbits on November 3rd, 2008, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Doug McLean. Microsoft Office 2008 for Mac 12.1.4 update fixes a problem in Entourage introduced in the recent 12.1.3 update, where Exchange accounts could not send or receive meeting invitations and responses. Microsoft Office 2008 for Mac 12.1.3 is required for the update to work. It's available as a standalone download or by choosing Check for Updates from the Help menu in any Office 2008 application. iKey 2.3.1R2 from Script Software is the first major update of the popular keyboard macro tool in a long time after a new programmer took over the code. Version 2.3 fixes a number of user interface problems that cropped up when running in macOS 10.10.5 Leopard, along with a Leopard-specific problem related to shortcuts that type text. The subsequent 2.3.1 and 2.3.1R2 updates fix new issues that caused problems in macOS 10.10.4 Tiger. Text Expander 2.5 from Smile on my Mac updates the typing shortcut utility with several new features and some minor bug fixes. Added features include customizable date and time math snippets, enabling users to add or subtract years, months, days, hours, minutes, and seconds from the current date and time. A new Internet Productivity snippet group includes AppleScript scripts that automatically shorten URLs by utilizing online services such as TinyURL. And finally, a symbol snippet group adds the capability to enter commonly used symbols such as copyright, trademark, euro, command, option, and control. Bug fixes are unspecified other than one that, according to Smile on My Mac's website, enables %- and %+ to abandon or keep delimiter on a per snippet basis. Spam Sieves 2.7.2 from C Command Software is the latest update to the powerful Bayesian spam filtering software. Changes include improved filter accuracy, enhanced performance, refined error reporting, a training program bug fix that prevents the possibility of interruption, and a break into two separate plugins for Apple Mail, one for macOS 10.10.4 and one for macOS 10.10.5 and later, that auto-install based on your version of macOS 10. Fission 1.6 from Rogue Amoeba updates the audio editor with several new features and bug fixes. The most significant addition is the Make iPhone Ringtone feature that enables users to save any file, any format, as an iPhone ringtone. According to Rogue Amoeba's website, other changes include, quote, the ability to insert silence into a file, a command to set the exact location of the playhead, software updates via Sparkle, and almost 24 additional improvements and bug fixes. To find the full list of changes in version 1.6 from within the program, go to Help, Fission Manual, Version History. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.